May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to begin with a quote from a book called Frank's Letters. Frank is Frank Marking. His name is on the War Memorial in Saffron Walden. These letters come from the front in the First World War. They're written to his mother. Here's one letter. On the 24th of June 1915, Frank wrote, "My dear mother, many thanks for your letter. I should be glad if you could send me some cigarettes and some stuff for making lemonade from cold water. We go back to the trenches tomorrow, for 12 days, I believe. Have absolutely no news. Love to all, Frank." That's the 24th of June 1915. A following letter in the book, dated the 27th of June of the same year, comes not from Frank, but from Gunner J. Brand to Frank's brother. It starts, "Dear Mr. Marking, to my great sorrow, I have to tell you that Frank was killed yesterday morning, about 10 o'clock, by a piece of shell." We can imagine millions of letters like that, sent and received. We can imagine the tears of grief and the sadness of the dreaded news they contained. We can also imagine the dancing, the smiles, and the joy of this day 100 years ago. The cessation of hostilities was declared 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month, 1918, and was seen by many to herald a new era. The First World War was labelled the war to end all wars. And 2 years later, the League of Nations was formed. The League of Nations, a forerunner of the United Nations, was created to provide a forum to settle international disputes. We now know even more than ever that we live in an interconnected world, and that many of our world's problems are only going to be solved by you and me and the nations of the world working together. Micah, the prophet of the Old Testament, one of the prophets, recognized this truth well over 2,000 years ago. He sees a time when the nations will come together and work together according to God's ways of justice and peace. In the language of his time and place, he looks forward to a future for those who suffer from injustice and those who live under the threat or reality of war shall eat under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. Micah sees what is possible if the nations of the world could settle their disputes through negotiation. Again, in the language of his culture and time, he writes, "Swords and spears can be made into agricultural tools, plowshares, and pruning hooks." Yet we know firsthand how difficult it can be to find a resolution to conflict. At home, we can argue about who's in charge of the remote TV control. In our own community, the prospect of new housing developments can stir up strong emotions. In the media, we hear almost daily reports of ongoing clashes within government. The intrinsic danger of any conflict is that it escalates. Rapidly, positions become entrenched, and what was common center ground becomes no man's land. We need peacemakers to avert that danger and help us to find resolutions that acknowledge everyone's concerns. Those who can mediate, those who can help protagonists in a quarrel to listen to each other, those who offer a calming presence and word when tempers are frayed, these are peacemakers. And Jesus calls them blessed. In our reading from Matthew, we heard Jesus say, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. As peacemakers, we are the sons and daughters of God because we are reflecting God's longing for peace and justice. Remember that peace with injustice is simply peace that colludes with injustice. Peace and justice go together. So your mission today, should you choose to accept it, is to become a peacemaker dedicated to justice. It is not mission impossible, because it's God's mission. So wherever you are, wherever you exercise influence at home, in the community, in the public square, nationally and internationally, I ask you to seek peace with justice. Today we honour those who fought and died, and those who fought and now suffer today. We honour them both in remembering and by renewing our commitment to peace and justice. Our hope and prayer is that one day there'll be no need to send a letter like the one Frank's brother received from Gunner J. Brand that concluded like this. Frank asked me to write to you a long time ago should anything happen. I little thought that I should be called upon to do it. In deepest sympathy for yourself and Mr. and Mrs. Markey, his sorrowful chum, Jack.